A major lawsuit over the state of New Hampshire's treatment of residents with mental illness may be coming to a close. State officials announced yesterday they had reached a settlement that would expand mental health services across the state. A federal judge still needs to approve the agreement, but both sides say the deal can help restore a strained system. To learn more, we turn to Amy Messer, legal director with the Disabilities Rights Center, which brought the suit. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
The Disabilities Rights Center filed this lawsuit in February 2012. On behalf of six residents with psychiatric disabilities. It was later joined by the U.S. Department of Justice. What were the specific concerns at that time?
Well, there were longstanding concerns about the reduction in community-based mental health services over the past several decades. And the result of that was an increasing number of people who were institutionalized at New Hampshire Hospital or the Glencliff home, and many, many people who were cycling in and out of the hospital as a result of a lack of community services.
And the legal basis then was that that was a violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act?
That's right. The Americans with Disabilities Act ensures that individuals are provided treatment in the most integrated setting that's appropriate to their needs. So community services do need to be available to them so that they're not hospitalized or institutionalized unnecessarily.
Just a few decades ago, New Hampshire was considered a national model for mental health services. What's happened between then and now that's changed?
I think there has been a reduction in the commitment to community-based mental health services over the years. I think what's important today, though, is the reinvigoration and recommitment to ensuring that those services are available in the community, because the community services really lead to individuals having a quality of life, to have meaning to their days, and to be able to reside in their homes and communities near their families and friends.
And what resources through this settlement are going to be available to try to make that happen?
Well, really, they're resources, many of them, that that all of us need. So the supports that are going to be available are housing supports, ensuring that individuals with mental illness have stable and secure housing, employment supports, and community-based mobile crisis supports so that individuals don't necessarily need to go to a hospital when they're experiencing a mental health crisis, but those services can come to them in their homes and communities. The other component to this is intensive treatment teams that would be able to visit people in their homes and in the community on a regular basis, daily if needed, and include things like nursing support, psychiatric support, substance abuse support, those kinds of intensive treatments that really promote recovery.
Governor Hassan had made restoring services to people with mental illness a priority, and she had lobbied for an additional $28 million in this state budget. How much of a factor was that in this eventual settlement?
So I do think that the governor's commitment in her last biennial budget did help to move this forward so that ultimately we could reach agreement that was really good for the state of New Hampshire.
A judge is expected to sign off on the proposal, and then lawmakers in Concord have to approve the spending that's earmarked for these services. How confident are you that they will follow through and provide the funding, not only in this budget, but in the two-year budget to come?
I do think that the legislature will want to move forward to ensure that the state is able to meet their commitments in this agreement. The community-based services are cost-effective services. Community-based services really are only a fraction of what it costs to provide services in a New Hampshire hospital. And it also helps to address what we've seen as a significant crisis in community hospitals with respect to individuals who are, you know, filling emergency rooms when they're having a psychiatric crisis, and then oftentimes waiting days, if not weeks, to get the care that they need. So this is a cost-effective way of addressing the mental health needs of our population in New Hampshire.
Amy Messer is legal director of the Disabilities Rights Center. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.